What's going on, y'all? 97.5 The Fanatic, 602 on a Football Friday as we broadcast from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. I'm Devon Givens with you until 6:45. That's because Sixers Pistons, that tips off at 7 o'clock, so we have to get to Brian Seltzer of Sixers.com and Sixers Radio Network for the pregame coverage. Live from Detroit, Little Caesars Arena. So we are going to run for 45 minutes. So let's get it in early on, 610-632-0975. Again, 610-632-0975. We talk a lot of basketball all week. But again, it's so important, of course, with the basketball stuff that's going on, but we've neglected the football part of it. But it is a Football Friday, so we have to get into it. And it is Dallas week to couple that. So we have a lot to talk about with this game. We only have 45 minutes, so let's run it. And let's just start off like this. Listen, I hear what Mike and Tyrone and everyone else was talking about and choosing the game. This is one of those games where I am nervous. I am a little nervous because I don't know what Philadelphia Eagle team I'm going to get on Sunday. I would like to think that I can say this football team is better than Dallas. But they have shown nothing for me to come out and just flat out say it just so bluntly that the Philadelphia Eagles are better than the Dallas Cowboys. As we know, they sit atop the NFC East, Dallas at 7-5. The Eagles sitting there right behind them, right? Right behind them, 6-6, all good. You win this game, you're at the top, and then you figure everything out with the Rams, Texans, and Washington to close out the season. But we know this is a must-win game for this team. They are in playoff mode since 2 weeks ago. The Eagles are in playoff mode, and this is the biggest game of them all. And, hey, might be the biggest game of the quarterback's career, too, up to date right now, Carson Wentz. And I've championed Carson Wentz just like everybody else for the most part. He needs to step up big time, and they need to ride his shoulder to a victory on Sunday in Dallas in a hostile environment where the Birds do go out there and win, but can they? Because Dallas right now is a better football team. They can beat the Philadelphia. They should beat the Philadelphia Eagles based on how they have been playing and how good they have looked. So it's going to be a big one. So like we always do on a Football Friday, I just said it right there. Carson Wentz has to have a big game. It's not just him. There are so many other components to the Philadelphia Eagles that have to have a successful Sunday in order for this team to come out on top on Sunday in Dallas and remain up top by themselves due to a tiebreaker if they are able to beat the Dallas Cowboys. And number one for me, the offensive line, who has been playing fantastic the last couple of weeks. They, again, have to dominate the line of scrimmage because the Dallas Cowboys boast the number 5 defense in the NFL, playing great football on their side. You need the Philadelphia Eagles offensive line to travel to Dallas and perform like we've seen them perform over the last couple of weeks and dominate the line of scrimmage. Because you also have to make sure that on the opposite side, if you're able to put points up on the board with Carson Wentz doing his thing with his arm, Josh Adams and company with the running game, the offensive line, obviously, just dominating, as we said, the line of scrimmage. You're going to need the defensive side to also shut down Ezekiel Elliott. Try as best as possible to limit them to being basically a one-dimensional team where you're now forcing Dak Prescott to beat the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday in Dallas. Now, is he capable? He did it in the second half when they played the Eagles the week after the bye in Philadelphia to help them get that victory. He was very good. Dak was not great. He was good. Ezekiel Elliott was great, which made things work. So you have to stop Ezekiel Elliott, of course, in order to make them a one-dimensional football team. Rely on Dak Prescott to beat you. And if you can do that, I feel like they can come away with the win. But then again, I just don't know who they are. So this is where it has me all in a whole tizzy over this whole thing. I have no idea what football team we're going to get on Sunday. But it does start with the line of scrimmage on both sides, offensively and defensively. Then that leads to the quarterback standing up, being the man, the franchise quarterback that we all talk about he is, winning one of his biggest games of his career, if not the biggest game of his career to date for the Philadelphia Eagles. So, for you, we always talk about it on the Football Friday. Game is on Sunday. Pre-game show Sunday live from Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino. Bob Cooney, Jason Avant, me, we all hanging out there from 12 to 3. So we want to talk to you guys about that on Sunday. But first, let us know tonight. Here tonight, what do you feel like needs to be done for the Philadelphia Eagles to beat the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday? How concerned are you with this game against the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday? Because, listen, we know it's Dallas week. You hate the Dallas Cowboys. All of that smooth stuff that we always talk about, right? Dallas is a better football team right now. Call it for what it is. And let's not act like you all are super confident that they're going to go out there and win. Because I am not. I don't know what football team we're going to get. I don't know what offensive line we're going to get. I don't know what defensive line we're going to get, who has been playing very well over the last couple of weeks, led by Michael Bennett and his strong play. Fletcher Cox trying to do things in the middle, and Tim Jernigan trying to get back. Brandon Graham really trying to get back in the groove. Chris Long pitching in from here to there, which also helps out the secondary, of course. But it's the Jekyll and Hyde factor of this football team. And I have no idea which one is going to show up. So, do you have an idea of which one is going to show up for your Eagles team on Sunday? If so, which one is it? How are they going to get it done? Or how are they not going to get it done? Which means, if they lose this game, it really makes things difficult the following week against the Rams, then the Texans, then Washington to close things out. Because you got to start taking these games, man, when you have the opportunity. And right now, standing in front of them is not only an opportunity at the division by taking the Dallas Cowboys out right now for the first place. As of right now, as it stands, of course, after 1 week, you can only worry about 1 week. That's where it has to start. Starts this weekend. What do you guys think? Dallas Eagles Sunday. It's Dallas week. It's a must-win game for your Philadelphia Eagles. How do you feel? 610-632-0975. Don't forget, again, we are running here for a good 35 minutes now, and that's because the Philadelphia 76ers are in Detroit to take on Blake Griffin, Andre Drummond, and the Detroit Pistons. Sixers minus Joel Embiid tonight due to rest. Ben Simmons, all those guys, they'll be there. Jimmy Butler, Amir Johnson starting in place for the resting Joel Embiid tonight. So you can hear that at 7 o'clock right here on the Fanatic. Brian Seltzer gets started with the pregame coverage at 6:50. So again, we are running for 35 minutes now since I talked to you for 10. So we want to get your thoughts on the Eagles and the Cowboys on Sunday. Where do you stand? Which team do you feel like you're going to get on Sunday? The winning Philadelphia Eagles? The 6-6 Eagles, of course. So you have the 6 wins for them, or the 6 loss Philadelphia Eagles, where it's just going to be one of those types of games where you don't feel confident at all with this football team. I have no idea which one we're going to get. Not super. I just don't know. I don't know. And I'm really saving it for Sunday in terms of my prediction, because I don't know. I know I'm going to have to give one on Sunday, and that's when I'll do it. Right now, I have no idea, because I think Dallas is a better football team. And again, I have no clue of which team is going to show up in terms of the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday. If you listen to me now and it sounds like it, of course, I know you're saying, Devon, well, if you have no you're picking Dallas. No, I'm not. Because I think the Philadelphia Eagles can go into Dallas and win. I just don't have a good feel that they'll go into Dallas and win based on what we've seen over these last couple of weeks. Yes, they beat down the Washington football squad with a backup, two backup quarterbacks on Sunday, but again, that was two backup quarterbacks. This team, the Dallas Cowboys, is playing some hot, inspired football. They are at home, one of the best running backs in the league, a top defense in the NFL, and it's going to be a tough game. I know what I sound like. I know it. You don't have to say it. That's why we're asking you, how do you feel about this game on Sunday? So, Sixers coming up at 7. We're talking birds on the Football Friday right here on the Fanatic. 610-632-0975. Quick break. We come right back. We run 25 minutes commercial free right here on the Fanatic.
Give me that phone.
Devon Givens on 97.5. The Fanatic. Sixers, Pistons. Tonight at 7. On your home for 76ers basketball. 97.5. The Fanatic.
Have you watched the value of your house continue to go up? Maybe it's time to put that equity to work while rates are still fairly low. Americans have over $5.5 trillion in tappable equity that can be used for many things like paying off very high credit cards, student loans, remodel your house, or add that pool your kids have begged you for. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Let us put you in a position to do any of these things with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan, whether it's conventional, FHA, or VA. We'll pay your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. Or maybe you just want to refinance out of your mortgage insurance with no closing costs. Think about it. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to see how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-455-3669. 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669.
Westland Financial Corp is licensed by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania Department of Banking. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
At Cardisco and Sale, my buddy John Cardisco and his personal injury team have made a commitment to never stop fighting for the injured people of the Delaware Valley. If you've been hurt as a result of an auto accident or at work, you need to hire a law firm that not only puts you first, but truly understands the complex process of an injury case. Personal injury law is all they do at Cardisco and Sale, and they've been doing it successfully for over 30 years. People from all over the Delaware Valley trust Cardisco and Sale as their go-to injury lawyers, including members of the Philadelphia FOP, PSEA, Sheet Metals Worker Local 19, Laborers 57 and 135, and Roofers Local 30. Cardisco and Sale has earned their commitment because they've proven they'll fight for you until the end and achieve the results you deserve. So if you or someone you care about has been hurt, call Cardisco and Sale today. You can learn more about how Cardisco and Sale has helped others and check out their hundreds of five-star reviews and testimonials from past injury clients. Do it right now. Just visit CardiscoSale.com. That's Cardisco, C-O-R-D-I-S-C-O, Sale, S-A-I-L-E.com.
Attention, landlords and property owners. Are you tired of managing your property and would like someone else to manage it for you? You probably would like to own your property, but are tired of the headaches that come with it. You just can't keep up with the maintenance and leasing. Bay Management Group is a local full-service property management company handling single-family and multifamily properties in the Philadelphia area. They're on-call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They offer full leasing services, including tenant screening with a one-year tenant warranty, move-in and move-out reports, maintenance, rent collection, eviction services, routine inspections, plus monthly and annual financial statements. You could move to Antarctica with confidence that your property is in great hands. Call Bay Management Group today to learn more or visit baymanagementgroup.com. That's baymgmtgroup.com. Bay Management Group, your premier management company.
Hey, this is Mark Farzetta. When we learn someone we know has a disease, what do? We rally around them. We show them how much we love and care about them. But when someone has an addiction, what happens? People get shamed, threatened, or maybe even turned over to law enforcement. Why? And just like any other disease, it can be treated. Recovery Centers of America treats addiction like the disease that it is by combining the level of dignity and respect found in high-class celebrity treatment centers with high-quality and evidence-based addiction treatment. Of course, it requires great courage to accept help with an addiction, but it's a very worthwhile step. If you or someone you love is addicted to drugs or alcohol, don't fight the disease of addiction alone. Get help from the experts at Recovery Centers of America. I recently toured the RCA at Devon, and it was incredible. Every person I met there was warm, welcoming, and comforting, the type of person that you want to take you through your road to recovery. Call them today at 1-800-RECOVERY. That's 1-800-RECOVERY. If you're not ready to speak to someone in person, visit them online at Recovery Centers of America. Help is waiting at 1-800-RECOVERY. That's 1-800-RECOVERY.
Texan takes additional on select models with approved credit. 27-month leases, $24.95 due at signing with $1,500 GM competitive lease rebate if qualified. 50% off used 2018 due at lacrosse expires 12/31/18. Call 1-800-CURBACK for full details.
It's Frank Kerbeck's year-end closeout. Over 250 factory-fresh Buicks and GMCs reduced up to 50% off original MSRP. Frank Kerbeck says, sell them all. Your choice. New 2019 Buick Encore or GMC Terrain. Just $169 per month. Plus, for your holiday shopping, a $500 American Express gift card is included with purchase. Experience the new Buick. GMC. We are professional grade. Buick Encore or GMC Terrain. Just $169 per month. Frank Kerbeck's year-end closeout. Hurry, your choice. New 2019 Buick Encore or GMC Terrain. Just $169 a month at fckerbackbuickgmc.com.
Come join us.
Royal Billiard and Recreation, your ultimate game room store for over 30 years, offering a large selection of top quality products, styles, and trends. Online at royalbilliard.com.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez for Nick's Roast Beef, Cottman Avenue, and now at 4501 Woodhaven Road. Both serving classic Philadelphia favorites like roast beef and roast pork sandwiches, buffalo chips, gravy fries, and more. Man, my mouth is watering just talking about the menu. If you're looking for a great place to host or cater your holiday party, call Nick's Roast Beef at either location. Your guests will absolutely love the food, and my friends at Nick's Roast Beef will take great care of you. Call Nick's Roast Beef on Cottman Avenue or Nick's Roast Beef Woodhaven Road today and tell them Jason sent you.
Hey guys, Double Visions gives you a chance to fly with the birds. Stop into Double Visions during the football games on Sunday afternoon and Monday nights and enter to win a trip for two with two nights hotel and tickets to see the birds for their final regular season game in Washington. Find out why Double Visions was voted the number one adult club in the Northeast. Double Visions, great food, cold drinks, and of course, hot women. Open daily until 2, located on Easton Road, Horsham. Take the Willow Grove exit. Every day at Double Visions, all draft beers are only $3 until 3 in the afternoon.
Let's go! For Zeta and Trey in the morning. Listen. 97.5, The Fanatic.
618, 97.5, The Fanatic. Devon Givens with you for, 25 minutes now? These things fly by. That's why we say we got a 25-minute run, an abbreviated run. 610-632-0975, the 6 o'clock hours, brought to you by Family and Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's diamond destination. Brian is producing the show. McLaughlin is producing the show. And we're talking birds, Cowboys. Listen, we've had some Sixers calls as well. We're not going to turn you away. I know guys ran back off because the Sixers, we talking to Eagles. So if you want to call and talk Sixers, since the Pistons, Sixers are about to come up, feel free. We're not going to turn you away. We already know how it goes. 610-632-0975. But look, it's a Sunday. It's a big Sunday matchup, right? And it's not a 1 o'clock game. It's a 4:25 kickoff. So you can get up in the morning. You can eat breakfast. You can do whatever you have to do. Run and get some things done for the holiday. You know, get some good breakfast. Don't forget, if you want to bring us some things at Sugar House, we'll feel free. We'll take it. You know how it goes. And, you know, eat your pancakes in the morning. You know, whatever else you like to go with. I don't eat the eggs, so don't bring the eggs or nothing. As a matter of fact, before we get the mic on the phone, since we're talking about breakfast and waking up in the morning, right, I'm arguing with my daughter, Devin, right? So, yes, I am cheesy like that. My wife and I, we named my daughter Devin. We spell it the same way. It's not a D-E-V-I-N either. It's Devon and Devin. Okay, so I'm talking to Devin and my nephew, Samaj, right? And we get into this back and forth about breakfast. Now, I'm just throwing this out there. We'll get into a show thing with it later on. But I'm talking to Devin and Samaj, and we're going back and forth because she's doing something on YouTube, right? And they're looking at these kids. They, you know how YouTube kids, they do everything. So they're showing how they get ready for school. And I'm looking at the one kid that Devin is looking at, and the one kid starts eating breakfast, right? And she didn't brush her teeth yet. So I said, by the way, I call Devin Deuce. I know it's cliche, but that's what we do. So I said, Deuce, hold on. You're watching this kid. She didn't brush her teeth. There's a problem here. She's eating her breakfast. It tastes nasty. And we're going back and forth. Dad, it's okay. Sometimes I don't brush my teeth in the morning. You know, you teach your kids to do these things and routine and all this stuff. And my daughter's going back and forth, taking up for the kid who didn't brush her teeth, eating the breakfast and brushes afterwards because, as my daughter likes to say, as Deuce likes to say, I don't want my food tasting like toothpaste. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And then who's supposed to support me with this, right? Not Samaj, my nephew, my wife. She doesn't support. She just says, oh, it's no big deal. Go ahead. You can just do whatever you want to do. So we'll get into that another time. But it just had me thinking of a back and forth that I was having with Devin and my nephew about this whole thing and the support that my wife didn't give me. You know, that's how it goes, right? 610-632-0975. Believe it. We're going to get into that one day about brushing your teeth and eating food before you brush your teeth and all that nonsense. Let's go to Mike. I'm sorry. I took you into my household. I apologize. Mike in Philly is next on The Fanatic. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's going on, man?
How you doing?
I'm all right. What's going on with you?
Not so much. I just came home from work. You know how it is.
Yeah, no
doubt.
Well,
anyway, let's talk about these birds. But like I said, if the momentum is going right now for both teams. It's gonna be a good game. But if my boy Wentz plays good and everything goes good, we should be good.
Do you feel like, Mike, this is a game, as Brian and I were talking during the break, my producer Brian McLaughlin, again, we were talking about this being one of those types of games where you need Carson Wentz to shoulder the load and get this done. Yes, you need the offensive line and the defense and all to do their part, but you need your franchise quarterback to win you a game.
He has to show up. Like I said, and then don't forget, when we run 25 times in a game, we only lost one game out of the 11, I think, or whatever it is. So we got to run the ball. We got to, you know, run rough and pass the ball. Carson Wentz has to run. He has to play great in the game.
No,
you got to stop Zeke, and that's it.
No, he does, man. You got to stop Zeke Elliott, and you hope that on your side offensively you can get Josh Adams the same types of opportunities where he's been able to be successful and get him some chances. Sproles, Corey Clement also being productive where you mix in maybe 4 to 5 carries for Corey Clement, maybe 2 for Darren Sproles. But that screen game, Mike, we've seen it a return for Doug Peterson and the Philadelphia Eagles. You need that to work as well to keep the defense off balance.
And don't forget about Golden Tate, man. He's golden right now.
Well, I can't. The only problem with forgetting about Golden Tate there, Mike, is it seems they forget about Alshon Jeffrey as well. Mike, thanks for the call, man. 610-632-0975. Golden Tate, I love the fact that you saw him get 7 catches for 80-plus yards on Sunday and a score. But I also need some Alshon Jeffrey. He's not a slouch. He's not a nobody. He needs some touches as well. He's going to have maybe a Woozie on him, and they have Byron Jones at the safety spot. I mean, they have some – Dallas has a nice thing going for them right now. They do. I need that balance out there, running game, passing game. It starts with Carson Wentz, 610-632-0975, and that offensive line dominating and getting things done against that stingy Dallas defense in their building. It's going to be tough. It really is. Which team are you going to get on Sunday? Which team do you think you're going to get on Sunday in terms of the Eagles? The 6-win Eagles team or the 6-loss Eagles team as they face this Dallas Cowboys squad on Sunday? 610-632-0975. Sixers, Pistons, 7 o'clock right here on The Fanatic. Dennis and Langhorne joins us on The Fanatic. What's going on, Dennis?
Yo, Devon, what's going on?
What's happening, man?
Yo, your producer's the man, by the way.
Brian is the man, yeah.
Yeah, good guy. But hey, Devon, I wanted to reach out to you about the Sixers, and I know Embiid's not playing tonight, which is going to be a good test for Jimmy Butler. I'm kind of curious to see how he takes the floor without Embiid tonight. I kind of want to get your thoughts on that, and also, I think Amir Johnson tonight, Devon, I think it's going to be a big test to see what Elton Brand does with the center position. I mean, he didn't play at all the past 2 games, so I'm kind of curious on that end to see what he does on the floor tonight. Just wanted to get your thoughts about Amir and if you think Elton has something in store to possibly go after maybe a backup center. I know they got Patton as well, but I know he played Villanova a lot, probably your cousin. I think he went to Creighton, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, yep. He played with Maurice Watson, of course, the Philly point guard.
Yeah, so just kind of with what are your thoughts about the Sixers and possibly upgrading at the center position?
I wouldn't be opposed to it. You can improve that position, no doubt about it. And I know a lot of people want to say, well, you have Rashawn Holmes. I still don't think he would have been the answer. I don't know which type of player you're looking for. Dennis out there as a backup. Mike Muscala is not the ideal or the premier one, and Justin Patton is just too young and with the broken foot going on right now.
What
I'm not sure.
Kevin Love?
I mean,
what
the bus
Kevin Love?
Too much money, and at this point, man, since you got Jimmy Butler, I just don't know that would necessarily work. And he's not going to want to play the 5 position all the time.
Yeah, Wilson Chandler, I understand the 4, but he's more of a 3 to me in my head. So
3 and a 4 for me.
Yeah, I know. Since Dario left, I know obviously we got Jimmy Butler for Covington and Dario. So obviously Butler filled the small 4 position. And I see Wilson Chandler, I don't know if the 4 or the 5. I just feel like they're kind of missing a couple big men there.
I see. I say they're missing a big man and a wing, in my opinion. I know people want to harp on the backup point guard position. Dennis, thanks for the call. TJ McConnell, yes, I get it. He shouldn't be playing 23 minutes, ideally 10 to 15. But it gives you some okay minutes, gives you some energy, some effort. Of course, this is where Markelle Fultz comes into play, unfortunately. So we can't I mean, we don't know when he's coming back, if at all. But we'll see. We'll see what they do, Elton Brand and company, with how they decide to go out there and address the free agent marking period in the summer or the trade deadline buyout period during the season right now. 610-632-0975. Plus, George Hill was just traded from Cleveland to Milwaukee, strengthening that Milwaukee bench now that they have a better backup than Matthew Dellavedova with some championship experience from both, but just a solid overall, a long-time starter in this league in George Hill. So that makes Milwaukee now better. See how the Sixers counter. Even though Jimmy Butler makes them a big three, they have more depth, does Milwaukee, than the Sixers. Let's go to Mike and Del Ran next on The Fanatic. What's going on, Mike?
Yo, what's going on, Devon?
How you doing, man?
How you been, man?
Good, man.
Hey, so I'm a little old school. I'm with you, man. I wake up at 4:30 in the morning. First thing I do is brush my teeth, man.
Mike,
my kids.
I'm sitting there arguing with her all the time. What are your kids doing?
Michael, my kids get up, they eat breakfast, they get dressed, you know, they do all that. And then right before they leave the door, they brush their teeth.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, man. She just texted me and said, I win. I'm like, No, you did not. So that'll be a whole show that we're going to do one day, because I talked to her. I said, you know what? I'm going to ask our friends on the radio how this goes. And we were just arguing about it again because she said she was polling her friends in school about it, and they do the same thing.
And if for some reason I'm home in the morning, I'm telling her, Dad, we didn't eat yet. All right, whatever.
Yeah, exactly, man.
Yeah, you know what? I'm glad to see MB getting a rest tonight, but it really is exposing a lack of depth now. You know, it's kind of tough. You know, you can see in the game the other night against the Raptors, he looked gassed real early. And
he did.
Yeah, that's not going to be good for us come playoff time. They're going to have to find somebody. But in regards to the Eagles game, there's what? 53 players that suit up. What do you say? 12 to 15 coaches. So there's roughly 65 people that are responsible for our record today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Carson Wentz is like number 45 of reason of why we are who we are. He's still been playing good. Borderline, you know, good, borderline great, you could say. But he has to have one of those elite games this weekend. Like, he needs to have one of those games where we're talking about it Monday morning, like, wow, that's a no doubt one day Hall of Famer. Because I know he's off the injury.
Yep.
I know it's only his third year. But you're right. He's got to go win us this game. He's got to be as close to perfect as you can get. No interceptions, no fumbles. And I want to see him move a little bit more. It's been a whole calendar year since the injury. It was the end of the diagnosis, 9 to 12 months. He's there. Use your feet a little bit, Carson. Don't be scared in that pocket. Don't be worried about an injury.
Hey, Mike.
Go win this game.
If he's out there, it's all fair game, man.
You
got it, man. Talk to you soon. Enjoy the game this weekend. 610-632-0975. We're talking Eagles, Cowboys. Which team are you going to get on Sunday? The 6-win Eagles or the 6-loss Eagles against the Dallas Cowboys? And the Sixers are up at 7 against the Pistons. No Joel Embiid, Amir Johnson in the starting lineup. Brian Seltz with the pregame at 6:50. And for some reason, we got some people want to talk about brushing the teeth in the morning. My daughter has started something. Quick break. We come right back and we run the phone calls until Sixers, Pistons right here on The Fanatic.
Devon Givens on 97.5. The Fanatic. The most important Birds game since February 4th is this Sunday in Dallas. 97.5 The Fanatic invites you to join us for the Fanatic pregame show at Sugar House Casino, starting at noon, starring former Eagle Jason Avant, Devon Givens, and Bob Cooney. Then hang out and watch the game with the Fanatic's Andrew Selchunas on Fishtown Hop's huge 10x10 big screen, Dollar Dogs, $2 Miller Lite Drafts, and $12 Miller Lite Buckets. Presented by Sugar House Casino, Philly loves a winner. Supported by Visit Philly and Gerhard's Appliances. This is Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
An individual cancer cell is too small to see. A proton, even smaller. But shooting a proton into a cancer cell? That's huge. That's proton therapy. And at Penn Medicine, that's 360 tons of advanced nuclear physics. The largest proton therapy center on Earth, focused on the smallest of targets. Attacking tumors with pinpoint precision in the places they're hardest to reach, near vital organs like the lungs and the brain, with the potential for less tissue damage and fewer harmful side effects, destroying cancer and restoring life. The Roberts Proton Therapy Center at Penn Medicine's Abramson Cancer Center. It's one more reason why your life is worth Penn Medicine. Discover how proton therapy is changing lives at PennMedicine.org/proton.
Clean up your crap. Bring us your scrap. Declutter. Make some money at Armor Metals Recycling. Car parts, engines, computers, wire, peripherals, metals. We take it all. It doesn't matter if it's left over at the job or left out at the curb. If it's metals, we'll accept it. Our 6-acre facility features easy tractor-trailer accessibility and 2 loading docks for unloading pallets, plus 70-foot truck scale, 2 non-ferrous scales, and magnet service. Armor Metals is one of the few local facilities that can analyze exotic metals, and we gladly accept catalytic converters. Got more than 500 pounds of non-ferrous metals? We'll load it, weigh it, pay it with our mobile service right at your location. And you can trust at Armor Metals Recycling, you'll always get paid the highest prices and the best customer service. Whether you need container, mobile service, or drop-off, Armor Metals has got you covered. Located at 8300 National Highway behind Pennsauken High School. Or at ArmorMetalsRecycling.com. Armor Metals and Recycling, your trusted recycling partner.
The greatest gift you can give your family this holiday season is the gift of sobriety. Call 1-800-RECOVERY. I was absolutely drinking to die. My son was extremely concerned about his mother. I can remember one day my son waking me up at 7 years old and saying to me, "Mommy, do you want to die?" And I looked right at him and said, "Yes." My mother saw how bad my addiction was, and she saw that I couldn't stop. And the next morning, she drove me to Recovery Centers of America. And I know that when my mother left me there that day, that she felt like everything was going to be all right, and she finally was able to have some peace of mind. I had been in Recovery Centers of America for 28 days, and my life today has purpose. I'm able to be a mother. I'm able to be a daughter. I'm able to be a part of all the milestones in my family's life today.
Recovery Centers of America has locations nearby in Devon, Pennsylvania, and Mays Landing, New Jersey. Call now, 1-800-RECOVERY.
Hey everybody, Anthony Gargano here to talk to you about the most convenient and affordable way to help with your cleanup. Oh, I love this product. It's the Bagster Bag, of course. A 3-cubic yard dumpster in a bag sold at Home Depot, Lowe's, local home improvement stores, and for only $29.99. Look, the Bagster handles all jobs. So whether it's cleaning out the basement, the garage, the attic, maybe you're a contractor, or maybe you just want to purge all the bad luck in your life, like I did with the sports community. It works, baby. I'm telling you. Throw everything in a Bagster. Anything you want to get rid of, in a Bagster it goes. And it's convenient, and it's affordable, and it's on demand. You buy it, fill it, simply schedule your collection, and poof. Gone. No time limits, completely on demand. Go to thebagster.com to find stores nearest you for more details. That's right. Anthony Gargano telling you to clean it up with the Bagster dumpster in a bag.
Join ESPN's Sal Palantonio for the Sal Pal Football Hour live from Mifflin Tavern on 1843 South 2nd Street this Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. presented by Sterling Vineyards and Behringer Wine. Mifflin Tavern has something fun for everyone every night, Monday through Sunday, from Quizzo to live music. For their event schedule and menus, go to MifflinTavern.com or visit them in the heart of Pennsport at 1843 South 2nd Street in South Philadelphia.
This injury report is brought to you by Swartz Colleton. Get the money you deserve.
Birds running back and punt returner Darren Sproles returned to action Monday night after being sidelined with a pulled hamstring since week one. Sproles had 4 carries for 22 yards and a touchdown. Sproles also had 3 punt returns for 19 yards in his return to the lineup. The Birds take on Dallas this Sunday at 4:25.
Voted best sports talk station by you. 97.5, The Fanatic.
6:35, Football Friday right here on The Fanatic. Devine Gibbons with you until 6:45. Brian Seltzer coming up. Sixers Pistons at 7 o'clock. And I'm arguing with my daughter again and my wife on the phone during the commercial break while I'm supposed to be doing, focusing on the show. We're arguing about this brushing the teeth stuff. Again, didn't want to turn this into this one. We're going to get into this another time when we have more time to do so. And then my wife, so I give my wife the real fast before we get to Greg and Ty and Mike and Dan. Then my wife jumps in and says, Devin's not wrong, right? And I said, well, to my wife, I said, hold on. I'll get ready to leave. Let's say it's a Sunday morning, right? And I go play ball. I go play ball faithfully every Sunday when we're not doing the show from Fishtown Hop Sugar House Casino. So I go and give her a kiss before I leave. And she'll say, no, I did not brush my teeth. Same thing. You're saying your mouth is nasty. You don't want me near it, but you're gonna take your food, which is supposed to be tasty and good, and try to make it good, but your mouth is nasty. Makes no sense. Let's go to Greg next on the Fnatic. What's up, Greg?
Yeah,
my man. What's up, man?
How are you, buddy?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. Great. So, yeah.
By the way, our fantasy football team, my quarterbacks, I just got the worst luck this year. But go ahead.
Yeah, what are you going to do? So, I'm in the playoffs or not. I got to throw you a little dig.
Yeah.
I give my wife a kiss every day without brushing my teeth.
See?
Every morning, brother. Every morning. She leaves before I get, like, as I'm getting up, I give her a kiss real quick. But, you know, hey, what are you going to do?
Yeah, but do you brush your teeth before you eat? That's the question.
Before I eat? Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Yeah. There you go.
Absolutely. So, yeah, so real quick. So, number one, I feel, you know me, I'm an all-New York fan. But
yep.
I'm a Villanova alum. But, number one, what's your thoughts on where Villanova is going to end this year? You know, I still think they're still a top 10 team.
They missed the big four right now. I'll tell you that much.
It's very tough. Very tough.
At least they missed the big two if DiVincenzo and Spellman came back to school.
We miss them.
Yes.
But number two, I'm just curious. So I watch the Knicks a lot. You know that. I'm a big New Yorker.
Yep.
Do you see, and I know I'm throwing off a little tangent here, but the Knicks-wise, I see the Knicks very similar to how the Sixers were a couple of years ago. And what are the Sixers doing now? And what can the Knicks, like I said, I'm throwing it off a little Knicks tangent, being a Knicks fan.
Because they stink.
But what can we do to help us get to where you guys are? Because you guys are championship contenders now.
Well, here's the thing that you guys have going for you is the fact that it is New York. You do have a lot of cap space in the offseason, and that Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving type buzz helps big time if they can make that happen. So then you automatically elevate yourself into a championship contender should you land Kevin Durant and still draft well with your draft pick, and Kristaps Porzingis comes back and is Kristaps Porzingis after the ACL.
Hey, I am hoping KD comes.
I do not want to see that 4 or 5 times a season, Greg. I'll talk to you in a bit, man. Thanks for the call. I do not want to see that. The Sixers are in a good spot, and hopefully they can get one more piece. It doesn't have to necessarily be a star, but someone who can give them something big time going forward. Ty in Trenton is next on the Fnatic. Ty, what's going on, man?
What's going on, Big Devon? What's going on,
What's
man?
Happening, my man?
Ain't not much. Quick thing with your daughter. It just makes sense to do it that way because when you eat, you get to brush your teeth and brush all the food out of your mouth. So I kind of side with her on that.
I'm sure she's loving that right now, listening to that.
It just makes sense.
But see, isn't this like a normal everyday thing that you'd be like, wait a minute, we need to talk about this. Everybody needs to address this.
You're going to brush your teeth after you get ready to, you know, when you get ready to leave the house, because, you know, you don't want to be around people with your breath stink, but you don't want food in your mouth either.
I do both, because I just don't like to get up and have my mouth tasting all nasty. At the very least, if I'm rushing, Ty, I'll use the mouthwash to just clean my mouth out after I've known I've already brushed and ate, and I know I didn't eat too much where my mouth is all crazy, then I just mouthwash it.
Yeah, that makes sense, too. But getting back to this Cowboys-Eagles thing, as you know, I'm a resident Cowboys fan. And I just don't see how y'all can win. If you stack the box to get rid of Zeke, that's fine. But then you leave your no-name cornerbacks and DBs one-on-one with the likes of Amari Cooper and Michael Gallup up the scene.
It turned out to be all right, Michael Gallup.
Yeah. I mean, the first-round pick was worth it. And then on the defensive side of the ball, I mean, For the Cowboys, at least. I mean, you guys threw the ball to Zach. I think he had 14 catches the last time we played,
And
it didn't really help. So, I mean, with the added running game that you guys have, I just don't see how those running backs can overpower our linebackers and our defensive front, period. I just don't think that you guys are as healthy as you once were up front for the line. But our defensive line, they're just playing out of their mind right now. I think we're like third in sacks, so it'll just be a great game to see it. I'm trying to find a place where I can go watch it. I'll be in Philly, but...
Come on out to Sugar House Casino, man. Fishtown Hops. That's where we'll be for the pregame show and the watch party with Andrew Salchunas right after we're done.
That might sound like a good idea.
No. Dallas, we've had Dallas Cowboy fans come out. Yes.
I'm all for that. It's just the gambling thing. Like, when I hear casinos and slot machines.
Never mind. Stay away.
No,
I don't want you getting in trouble, man. Do your thing. Yeah. Enjoy the game. We'll talk next week, Todd. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
Brother.
No doubt, man. 610-632-0975. It's going to be a good game. I do anticipate it being a good game. I just don't know that I have the confidence in the Eagles to come away with the victory. Now, even with that said, as Todd was talking about it, I'm not afraid of the Dallas Cowboys. Before all of this stuff had started to happen, of course, I thought the Eagles were going to win. I picked them after the bye week when they added Golden Tate. But it's a new team now. This is a different team. And I want the 6-win Eagles to show up, not the 6-loss Eagles to show up on Sunday, 4:25 kick in Dallas. 610-632-0975. Dan in Abington next on the Fanatic. What's up, Dan?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good, man. How you doing?
So I'm calling more about the Sixers. So I don't want to hear the word generational and Ben Simmons in a sentence again until I'm shown some sort of generational skill. So this is what I mean by that. I'm told that he's some generational talent at passing, court vision, et cetera, et cetera. Problem I have with that is, A, he's not showing it. He's very good at that. But that's what I expect from a number one overall draft pick. Very good is my baseline for success.
You want great.
I want more than that.
Yes.
So if you're not going to be elite, and I mean elite Hall of Fame level passing and court vision, you need to do other things besides that, like score. And he's not capable of doing it.
Now, let me ask you this, Dan, real fast. Yeah. I don't want to take up too much of your time. So when you say score, give me a like you said, a baseline of scoring that you would like on a consistent level from him if he's not going to do the other things that you're asking.
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily even a number.
No, because you do want him to score, and I do too.
I need him to be a threat to be able to take a mid-range jumper, because I think people have his number on how to defend him now, which is collapse down into the paint and dare him to shoot, because he's not going to do it.
No, he's not. So right now, for me, I need free throws, and I need that to be a 70% clip.
And that's fine, because that's a skill he can practice and work on. But like right now, he's officially on my bad side, because, you know, he's turning the ball over. I feel like he's regressing. I don't feel like he's developing. I feel like he's going the other way.
Well, he's still turning the ball over, the same kind of mistakes that he made a season ago, Dan, jumping in the air, going too deep into the traffic, and obviously the kryptonite playing against Kawhi Leonard, who's going to speed you up and make you turn the ball over. You know what I'm saying?
But he needs to, like, make the turn the ball. Like, if he's as good of a ball handler and as good with that core vision, things like that, he needs to be able, I don't care if it's Kawhi or not, quite frankly. He needs to do a better job.
No, he does. And I called him out after the game, he and Embiid, on Wednesday night against Toronto. I needed a better performance from them both. Dan, enjoy the game tonight, man. Thanks so much. Talk to you soon. And I need that tonight with him and Jimmy Butler and J.J. Redick being the big three, minus Joel Embiid. I need Ben in his game to step up. He didn't play the Pistons in Detroit when they lost. He played them in Philadelphia when they beat them, and he had a fantastic game. I need another one like that tonight against Blake Griffin and the Pistons coming up at 7 o'clock. Brian Seltzer next with the pregame. Mike shuts us down for this portion of the show. Mike in North Philly, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, Duran?
Good, man.
Hey, I got one point about what I make about Brett Brown. He's a little too quick on the trigger with the substitutions. And I think he's not giving, you know, the starting five a chance to gel and really, you know, put it together, because that first quarter against Toronto, you look up and he takes out Embiid, Redick, and Chandler, puts in, you know, another
McConnell, Shamit, and, you know, Muscala,
and then you look up and it's still 5 minutes left to go in the first quarter, and Toronto still got their starting five.
Mm-hmm. He sticks to what he likes to do and doesn't necessarily adjust when he probably should.
Yeah, and that's the problem. You know, that's like an Andy Reid syndrome. Like, gotta call the game. You gotta, you know, gotta go with the game. You can't coach scared. You know, you gotta go with the flow. You know, they was in it, and then it's like he got it, you know,
going too deep too early.
I hear you. Well, listen, Mike, enjoy the game coming up next on the Fanatic, man. Hope they give you a great performance tonight and Brett Brown coaches the way you want, Mike. Thanks so much to all the calls out there. We'll be back after the game for In the Post until midnight after the Sixers Pistons. Thanks so much, of course, to Brian McLaughlin for producing the show, even though he's on my daughter's side with the brushing the teeth thing. We'll get into more of that another time. Sixers Pistons coming up. Brian Seltz with the pregame next right here on the Fanatic.
Devon Givens.
Give it up.
On 97.5. The Fanatic.
Yes, 10:33, 97.5. The Fanatic on a Friday night. It's time to go In the Post until midnight. I'm Devon Givens, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio. Right here on 97.5. The Fanatic, only from Comcast. Of course, 610-632-0975. If you guys want to get in and discuss this nice win tonight. Brett Brown called it arguably the best win of the year for this basketball team. 117-111 over the Detroit Pistons. You are a better basketball team than they are, but they were up 15. You were out without your best player, yet still you came back and came away victorious on the road at Little Caesars Arena. Again, 117-111, led by Jimmy Butler's 38 points. Man, he was good tonight. 6 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals for the multiple-time All-Star in 38 minutes, 59 seconds, 13 of 27 from the floor. Only knocked down 1 from behind a 3-point line. Had some good looks elsewhere. Wasn't able to convert them. But that said, hey, listen, they came away big time tonight. They needed every bit of that 38 from the All-Star Jimmy Butler, and that's why you make an acquisition like that one tonight. Ben Simmons, also phenomenal, 18 points, 14 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 block shots, did have the 4 turnovers, not so much late in the game. Those were early, 8 of 11, very efficient from the floor tonight for Ben Simmons. Did get to the free throw line 2 times, knocked those down early on. Ben Simmons playing just a well-rounded game, a versatile game by Ben Simmons tonight, getting down on the block early, sealing guys. A few times I saw a few passes that got into him on the entry pass that just simply weren't good passes, but you can see, if he's able to seal his man deep in the paint, and oftentimes, while he's standing at 6'10", 6'11", he'll have someone 6'6", 6'7", 6'6", sometimes his size, but still, he's able to score with both hands from either side of the block, and if he can get things going, you get the good passes, you have other things going on around on the floor where they can score, it's going to be tough to key in and focus on Ben Simmons if he has it going that way. He did take a jump shot tonight while the shot clock was running down. It wasn't like 0.6 tenths of a second, right? It was actually like 2 seconds left on the shot clock, and he took a jumper. It was great. Except for it didn't fall. That said, he took the jumper. It was good to see that from Ben Simmons tonight. Still don't want him fading every time he takes the jumper, but he did take the jumper, right? So we'll take it in any way. J.J. Redick, 18 points on 18 shots. He struggled from the field tonight. 5 of 18, 2 of 10 from behind the 3-point line after a nice night in Toronto. 6 free throws made. Also made a technical free throw. 2 technical free throws on Blake Griffin and Dwayne Casey, the head coach of the Detroit Pistons. As Tom McGinnis pointed out, 2 free points that they gave the Sixers in the fourth quarter. They just have to be bad. 2 veterans like that, Casey and Griffin, have to just decide when they're going to take when it's the right time to take those technical fouls. And at that point of the game, not a good opportunity, because then J.J. Redick knocks down the 3-pointer, making a 4-point play for the veteran sharpshooter for the 76ers. And again, they needed it at that point. Off the bench, Mike Muscala, just a great, great game. Great, great, great game, right? So many people talk about what is he doing on the floor? Why is he playing so many minutes? Well, on a night when Joel Embiid is not available, Amir Johnson starts. You get the physical presence from him because you want to start Amir Johnson off with Andre Drummond, bang with him a little bit on the block, on the glass, keep him off the glass. They did a good job of that tonight. 21 points for Andre Drummond, 7 of 19 shooting. He made all 7 of his free throws. He's gotten so much better at that. That's he had 10 total rebounds, 5 offensive, 5 defensive. That's a good job by the Sixers keeping Andre Drummond off the glass tonight. Now, Amir Johnson, as Tom McGinnis pointed out, it doesn't stand out that he had a great game, but he did a nice job keeping him off the glass. You have to give Mike Muscala credit for battling in the post with Andre Drummond, also keeping him off the glass, playing tonight 29 minutes and 46 seconds, and pulling him away from the basket to allow Butler and Simmons to get to the basket, finish at the rim. And as he's knocking down these shots, they have to be held accounted for. So if he's knocking down these shots, and Casey has a little bit of a concern of having Drummond out there chasing Mike Muscala, running him off the three-point line. He did play 33 minutes and 43 seconds, did Drummond. But if he's running him off the three-point line, now again, you're pulling him away from the basket, one of the best shot blockers in the NBA. That's just a clear path for Butler and Simmons, who do that very well, to get to the rim and finish at the cup. So you have to give Mike Muscala just a ton of credit tonight. Even the 5 3-pointers that he missed, you can sit there and say maybe one of them was a bad look, bad shot opportunity for Mike Muscala. Other than that, he had some good looks tonight, and he knocked them down. He stepped right into those 3-pointers, knocked them down, 4 of 9 from behind the 3-point line for Mike Muscala on 7 of 13 shooting, close to 30 minutes tonight. No Joel Embiid. You get that from Mike Muscala. You get the 16 minutes and 16 seconds from Amir Johnson. You just get a total contribution from the center position. Amir Johnson, not great, but he did the little things that he always does. And tonight, helping the Sixers get the win, 117-111. Again, improving to 18-9, getting a nice road win. We know they struggle on the road for the most part. So getting a win on the road against the Detroit Pistons, where you lost the first time in overtime, where Blake Griffin just went off for 50 points tonight. 31 for Blake Griffin, 21 for Andre Drummond, pretty much holding everyone else in check for the Detroit Pistons for the remainder of the evening. Able to sneak out of Detroit, get the win, 117-111. Hopefully Joel Embiid is back tonight. He was off due to rest. That was because the head coach wanted to give him an opportunity to take a breather, looked a little fatigued against the Toronto Raptors on Wednesday night. So he's been playing a lot of minutes, playing all of these games. They've played 27. He's played 26. So you wanted to give Joel Embiid a little bit of a rest. And tonight, while you can say they needed him, and you always love when Embiid goes up against Andre Drummond, it's just theater. Every time those two guys, it's a nice show. Every time those two guys get on the floor together, and Embiid off tonight, should be refreshed, should be angry not being on the floor tonight. He can go out there on Monday, back here at home against the Pistons at the center, and go to work on them for missing this particular game. And it'll be the last time they play one another, so you know he's going to try to rip his head off and give him about 40 on Monday night. So, 610-632-0975. Sixers with a very good win on the road tonight. Trailing by 15 points, came back victorious. 6-point advantage, 6-point win tonight on the road. Now, 18 wins on the season, 18-9. Good win overall for the boys. We want to take your phone calls, 610-632-0975. This is In the Post. Chris and Stan to start things off on the other side. Take this quick break, come right back, get you guys right on, give you an opportunity to say your piece. So anybody else who wants to jump in on the show, In the Post, your thoughts on the game tonight. Nice win, 117-111 over the Detroit Pistons. We're talking about it until midnight right here on The Fanatic.
Devon Givens.
Give it up.
On 97.5. The Fanatic. According to ESPN's Football Power Index, the Eagles only have a 20% chance to make the playoffs. The playoff push starts this Sunday as the Birds are in Dallas for a revenge game. We're talking Eagles football on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5. The Fanatic.
Tax and takes additional on select models with approved credit. 27-month leases, $24.95 due at signing with $1,500 GM competitive lease rebate if qualified. 50% off used 2018 due at lacrosse expires 12/31/18. Call 1-800-KERBACK for full details.
It's Frank Kerbeck's year-end closeout. Over 250 factory-fresh Buicks and GMC reduced up to 50% off original MSRP. Frank Kerbeck says, sell them all. Your choice. New 2019 Buick Encore or GMC Terrain. Just $169 per month. Plus, for your holiday shopping, a $500 American Express gift card is included with purchase. Experience the new Buick. GMC. We are professional grade. Buick Encore or GMC Terrain. Just $169 per month. Frank Kerbeck's year-end closeout. Kerbeck! Hurry, your choice. New 2019 Buick Encore or GMC Terrain. Just $169 a month at fckerbackbuickgmc.com.
Come join us.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It's time to expect more from a diner. And that's just what you'll find at Andy's Diner. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, late night, and early morning. At Andy's Diner, it all starts with the ingredients. Everything on the menu is made from scratch and cooked to perfection. Andy's is already famous for their $1.95 breakfast specials, $5.95 lunch deals, and $9.95 dinners. And now they've upped their game with their weekend breakfast buffets, served every Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Andy's even sharing his cooking tips and tricks with members of Andy's Pub Club. Join now and you'll also get monthly coupons, early information on upcoming events, and a chance to win a beautiful granite kitchen counter makeover. Sign up for Andy's Pub Club at any of Andy's three locations or online at andysdinerandpub.com. Raise your expectations at Andy's Diner, located in Conshohocken, Trevose, and Springhouse. Online at andysdinerandpub.com.
The Snow Country Ski Report is brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Post a job today at indeed.com/hire.
Hi, Lee Erickson with the Fanatic Ski Report. Most nearby mountains are up and running this weekend with enough trails to get your season off to a good start. Up north, it looks a lot like Christmas in the villages, and many big northern resorts are at 10, 20, even 25 miles of slope, and they're making snow day and night. Around a dozen runs apiece at Bel Air and Windham Mountain, and Windham making double that this weekend with more snow making. Gore Mountain with 24 runs, and Whiteface looking at about 7 miles of terrain with more to come. At least 20 miles of skiing on tap for the weekend at both Okemo and Killington, while Smuggler's Notch features 32 runs of their Sterling Mountain side. More at snowcountry.com. Leif Erickson with the 97.5, the Fanatic Ski Report.
What good is making more memories if you're the only one who will remember them? Come together at Killington this winter. The more friends, the merrier. Save up to 40% on lift tickets when you purchase in advance at Killington.com.
Hi, welcome to this ad for Subway's signature wraps. How would you like it?
I'll take baby's first words, please.
Oh, can you say da-da, mama?
Da-da, meat.
Oh, honey, she said double meat. Because you love Subway's signature wraps packed with double meat and flavor, don't you? Yes, you do. Can you say Chipotle Southwest steak and cheese? Turkey, bacon, and guacamole? No? Savory rotisserie-style chicken Caesar signature wrap?
Double meat.
Baby steps. Subway, make it what you want.
Double meat is based on average 6-inch stub.
Rich Eisen here for Honda. It's the perfect season to get cozy in the 2018 Honda CR-V. Its 7-inch display audio touchscreen with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto integration make even the longest drives enjoyable. With seating for 5 and available all-wheel drive, you can go dashing through the snow with confidence. And with available Honda Sensing, a suite of driver-assistive and safety technologies, you'll feel as comfortable on the road as if you were wrapped up in a blanket with hot cocoa. So hurry to your Honda dealer for a great deal during the Happy Honda Day sales event.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Giving and receiving.
And receiving some more.
This year, give the job of printing your holiday cards to Staples and you'll receive big savings.
Because now at Staples, you get 20% off custom holiday cards and invitations. Plus, when you spend $50 on custom printing, you'll receive a $15 print coupon.
So, happy holiday to you.
Staples. There's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Exclusions apply. Valid in store only. See associate for details. Ends 12/29/18.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Now you can, with the world's softest pajamas by Pajamagram. Created by a team of pajama experts, the world's softest PJs are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love how heavenly they feel. Includes free gift packaging and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Your comments, your opinions in a city that lives and breathes sports. Your voice matters because you care. Get on the line now at 610-632-0975. Presented by Concordville Nissan, because Concordville cares. Online at ConcordvilleCares.com.
N-E-I-N-E-K-E, Money Key.
Stay on the road worry-free year-round. Right now, get 50% off brake pads. Save money on tires, car batteries, and heating system repairs. Visit Meineke.com for a total car care center near you.
Guys, you can achieve greater sexual performance no matter your age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is helping men with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. You'll have a more satisfying experience that will last longer. Gainswave requires no shots, no pills, and you can be spontaneous again. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979.
Hey guys, Double Visions gives you a chance to fly with the birds. Stop into Double Visions during the football games on Sunday afternoon and Monday nights and enter to win a trip for two with two nights hotel and tickets to see the birds for their final regular season game in Washington. Find out why Double Visions was voted the number one adult club in the Northeast. Double Visions, great food, cold drinks, and of course, hot women. Open daily until 2, located on Easton Road, Horsham. Take the Willow Grove exit. Every day at Double Visions, all draft beers are only $3 until 3 in the afternoon.
The home of Brian Westbrook, 97.5 The Fanatic.
10:49, 97.5 The Fanatic. We head in the post. Right here until midnight, 610-632-0975. Why are we going in the post? Because the 76ers played tonight and they won 117-111. 18 wins now on the season after 27 games. So they're still rolling along, you know, tough little bump in the road the other night in Toronto. But they bounced back tonight against Detroit, face the Pistons again in a home and home on Monday. That will be the final matchup between these two teams on the season. If the Sixers are able to come away victorious on Monday night, they win the series 3-1, and I absolutely expect that to happen back at home, because you're going to have a motivated Joel Embiid, who would miss the game tonight, did not want to sit out, according to a story from Keith Pompey, if people want to check it out. Not happy with his role since Jimmy Butler has been in the mix with the team. They are now 9-3 with Jimmy Butler in the mix, but Joel is not happy. I mean, he's had some big games, so I don't know where the frustration comes. And he says they're too worried about him being on the perimeter. He wants to be on the block a little more. Well, before Jimmy Butler was here, he was out on the perimeter a lot too, and people complained about him getting on the block. So I really don't know where that one's going, but it is out there on Philly.com. If you have not read it, Keith Pompey's story about Joel Embiid, so check it out. So, about this game tonight, 610-632-0975. Let's go in the post with Chris in Williamstown, starting us off tonight right here on the Fanatic. What's up, Chris? Yo, Chris. You there? Let's see if we...
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, got you, man. What's going on?
Sorry, Devon. No. Just don't want to risk anything dropping without being on the air with you. Sometimes buttons get hit by accident. You know, look, tonight was a game where Detroit, I think, was feeling themselves way too darn much. It started off early. You know, the Sixers got going, but Detroit seemed like they just put the hammer down in that second and third quarter to where you felt like, oh, no, you know, this is going to be exactly what you know, you thought it was going to be. No Joel Embiid, Muscala, and Amir Johnson, you know, out there to play the game tonight. And let me tell you something. All I was sitting there saying for the last 3 to 4 minutes with Muscala was, No foul. Because Amir Johnson already fouled out.
Yeah.
You couldn't afford to have, at that point, would you have gone to Jonah Bolden, or would you have brought in somebody else off the bench like Shannon and just had an all small lineup?
Yeah, I probably would have gone small and had Ben Simmons at the center spot if it did come down to that, but luckily they did not have to worry about that particular case. Yeah,
exactly. General NBA question, because I noticed this a lot in this game and the Toronto game. Toronto game, team like Toronto, they were running traditional basketball. They were playing the high picks. They were getting, they got in Joel Embiid's head for crying out loud to the point he got a tech. Some of that is wear, but some at the same time, they found a way to play traditional basketball to get it done. When I watched this game tonight, I watched Dwayne Casey and Brett Brown just sit on the sidelines and watch everything happen. You saw no traditional basketball. Everything was just whatever happens, happens. If Ben decides to go in the low block and start posting up, we'll throw him the ball. If Guy Goop is up outside on 3-point line, we'll give it to him. Pick and roll, pick and roll, pick and roll for JJ until he finds a nice open pick and gets a three. Like, why does this game feel like it's going to street court now, DeJuan?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of it, too, man, has to just do with the abundance of outside shooting that happens from behind a 3-point line. Chris, thanks for the call. You look at a night like tonight where the Sixers get off 32 three-pointers, 32 of them, 9 of 32 for 28%. 28 tonight for the Detroit Pistons, only making 7, 25%. So this is what it is. This is the new NBA, and this is something that we have to get used to at this point. And, you know, we're going to – and until this team is complete – you're going to pick at certain things, like when Embiid is off the floor tonight due to rest. You give an opportunity to Amir Johnson to start. Mike Muscala comes in. He plays the way he plays. He picks up He picks up 5 fouls tonight. Amir Johnson picks up 6 fouls. Wilson Chandler picks up 5 fouls. So then that's when the coaching comes in that Chris is talking about. What do you do? Where do you go at that center spot if it comes down to that? Now, you can maybe say, I give Wilson Chandler those minutes and just let him bang and let him foul out because he's a rugged guy. Or give it to Ben. He only has 3. Let him go to work a little bit and maybe sneak in Jonah Bolden from time to time. But you know if he does that, he's going to get worked on the block by Blake Griffin because he did early. Because he just doesn't know how to defend yet in the NBA positional wise, and that will be that could be problematic for a player like Jonah Bolden. Now, you might just need the minutes, you might just need the fouls overall. You can get 6 from Jonah Bolden, but you just don't want to get into foul trouble too early where it's going to hinder you and what you're able to do throughout the night and worry about those guys getting to the free throw line at an abundance and just getting free shots. Those free throws, 610-632-0975. They did already get to the free throw line 37 times in total for the Pistons to the 17 of 24 for Blake Griffin. They were aggressive. That's what Blake Griffin likes to do. That bully ball a little bit. He can be a little, you know, he can do some things, some nice footwork, and can show some agility and all, but he also wants to bang and gets to the free throw line, which is smart. You get the other team in foul trouble. Foul out Amir Johnson. 5 for Wilson Chandler. 5 for Mike Muscala. He gets to the free throw line 24 times. That's what you do. Smart basketball. 610-632-0975. Stan and Brumall is in the post on the Fanatic. What's up, Stan?
Hey, what's going on, Devon? How you doing?
Good, man.
So real quick, I want to touch on Detroit real quick because I got to tell you, as much as we can talk about Blake as a talent, he irritates the crap out of me watching him play.
Oh, you should have saw. My cousin texted me.
Flopper,
and
bro.
I said,
like,
man, listen. When is somebody just going to crack him one good time?
Yeah, bro. Because
I'll take one for the team.
Because it's so annoying. Because I'm looking at him like, oh, first of all, he should be. You say what you want about where he is now. They should have done some things in L.A. And I know he got hurt and CP3 got hurt too. But him and DeAndre should have been the best defensive front court of all time, pretty much, because you had DeAndre Jordan, who was, you know, locking it down, and then you, Blake Griffin. How is it that Dwayne Wade and other guards have more blocks than you? You're jumping over cars in the dunk contest, but you can't average one block. You're averaging 0.8 blocks per game. That's terrible, because you're taking charges. Like, Ilyasova, that makes sense. But you, Blake Griffin, you should be pinning stuff the way LeBron does.
Mm-hmm.
No, you want to sit there and take charges and flop around. Like, I've never seen a big man hit the ground so much. You would have swore that he was AI, the way he keeps hitting the ground. Like, it's ridiculous. 260 pounds, and you on the ground every other play. Anyway, I'm glad that the refs tightened it up at the end and stopped giving them those nut-behind calls, because Jimmy Butler was getting at him. He didn't really know what to do with it because Jimmy was getting physical, and he was able to move his feet, use his hands properly, getting good defensive position. And then let's talk about Ben Simmons. Everybody, I know if the Sixers lost this game, you would have had about 4, 5, 6 callers already talking about Ben need to shoot. He can't shoot. He can't blah, blah. All the stuff that we already know. But nobody ever wants to talk about all the other things he does. And I'm not talking about passing the ball and rebounding. Yes, he had 14 rebounds tonight. Let's talk about the blocks that he had. He had two huge blocks, one on a center.
Yep.
Andre Drummond. Andre Drummond, he had a nice block on him, not to mention he was playing him in the post.
Yep.
You put your point guard, a la Magic Johnson, how many years ago, on the center, and he held his own to the point where Drummond became a non-factor. Like, that's the thing that kills me about the fans, and I want anybody listening, you can call me out and say whatever you want. Stand from room all saying it. Stop acting like y'all don't see the benefits of Ben Simmons being on the floor. I understand we want him to shoot. I get it. I'm not going to sit there and say he shouldn't. He does. But stop acting like this boy don't have an impact on the game.
No, he
did. The boy does it on every level.
He did tonight. Sometimes you can point out things. Stan, thanks for the call. But he was really good tonight. Once again, Ben Simmons tonight. Let me give his stat line. 18 points, 14 rebounds, 6 assists. Now, we know Joel Embiid gets a double-double every single night pretty much. So right there, you had to find a way to pick up on the glass. How are you going to get these rebounds? And tonight, you got 14 from Ben Simmons, 8 from Wilson Chandler. So you got some nice help on the glass minus Joel Embiid tonight. 49 overall in total for the Pistons, which they had the advantage on the glass tonight, to 40 to the Sixers. But there were other things, of course, that you saw that happened throughout the game to turn things around for the 76ers to come away with this win. And one of it was the turnovers. So they were pretty much equal in the turnovers, 18 to 16, 16 for the Sixers, 18 for the Pistons. But the Sixers only gave up 14 points off of their turnovers, a 16-point advantage, because they got 30 off of the Pistons' turnovers. That's way too many points to be given up. And you have one of the better defenders in Andre Drummond in the NBA. Right? You can't be giving up 30 points off of turnovers. That's something we yell at the Sixers about. That's why the Sixers are better than the Pistons. Right? That's why they're better than the Pistons, giving up 30 points off of turnovers. Just a bad, bad look for them. Assist-wise, you had 26 assists for the Sixers, 44 made baskets. So normally you have a number that's a bit higher, maybe somewhere like 30, 31 assists for the Sixers to 44 on the 44 made baskets. But you had some things where there were opportunities in one-on-one situations, whether it be Jimmy Butler, Ben Simmons, to do that on the bounce, basically, for themselves, instead of off the pass like we traditionally see for a higher number of assists on the made field goals by the team. But again, they were good shots. They shot 48.9% from the floor on 90 shots. 89 shots for the Pistons, 41.6%. So just good overall shot selection, it seemed like, from the 76ers tonight, allowing them and enabling them to come back down 15 at one point to get this victory. 610-632-0975. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio. Only from Comcast, I'm Devon Givens with you for this 11 o'clock hour, taking you up until midnight as we go in the post discussing the Philadelphia 76ers win 117-111 over the Pistons. A highly competitive game. Sixers again down by as much as 15. They came back. They found a way to get it done. You like the nastiness of Jimmy Butler, the fiery nature of Jimmy Butler. You saw Ben Simmons, as Tom McGinnis talked about post-game, getting a little chippy with Glenn Robinson III early on in the game. Glenn Robinson III had the audacity to start barking at Ben Simmons. And what does he do? He just sparks that fire and decides to play aggressive all night. You had a feeling he was going to do it anyway because Embiid was not in the lineup. But you had an opportunity to get that from him after really things just sparked up by Glenn Robinson wanting to get under the skin of Ben Simmons. And that wasn't happening tonight. It just wasn't. It wasn't. I like the fact that Jimmy Butler was getting into the face of Blake Griffin, because Blake Griffin saying some things under his breath but couldn't say it to Jimmy Butler's face. Langston Galloway jumps in there to try to be the peacemaker, but protect his teammate and Blake Griffin. They had to be separated. Where was Blake Griffin? Nowhere to be found. I agree with Stan. I was texting with one of my best friends while we were doing the show. He's talking about Blake Griffin. I'm like, yo, man, don't you just want to smack Blake Griffin one time when you're on the floor? Just take one for the team. Just take one. Because he's so annoying. It's that Clipper thing. Remember when we would look at the Clippers and it was Chris Paul, who was one of my favorites, Blake Griffin, Doc Rivers, Austin Rivers, all of them always whining. All of them always whining. Always. And he carries it over to Detroit. And he's just whining all the time. And at some point, you're just like, you know what? Let me Vernon Maxwell him real fast. Let me just give him one. Anthony Peeler. Got it. Done. Take one for the team. It's only 27 games in. I'm good. 610-632-0975. And thanks, B. I see you put up this Keith Pompey thing as we get to Rich in a second. Keith Pompey put out a tweet about 6 minutes ago. Maybe a little longer ago now. Put out a tweet a little bit ago saying this, following up on his story on Philly.com about Joel Embiid being upset about how he's playing his role overall with the team since the acquisition of Jimmy Butler. So here's what he follows up with as Keith Pompey puts out at Pompey on Sixers. Sixers center Joel Embiid stressed that he's not upset with the acquisition of Jimmy Butler. He's just upset with how he's been playing and wants to play better for his team. So clean that up right there. Let me send that retweet out so people don't lose their minds. And again, a motivated Joel Embiid on Monday at the center as they take on Andre Drummond, Blake Griffin, and the Pistons one more time. Hopefully they can come away with the win and give them a 3-1 season series advantage. And you might see those guys in the playoff at some point. I hate watching them play Detroit. I don't like anything about the Little Caesars Arena, the Palace of Auburn Hills in the past. I just never like watching them play in Detroit. Glad they came away with the win tonight. Let's go to Rich in North Philly, who's in the post. What's up, Rich?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I always listen to you.
Thank you, man.
Hey, listen, this is a great trade. I mean, I want to get back because I think we should have been got LeBron James. He should have came to Philadelphia, but he didn't. But it's all good. But the Sixers, great win. But this is a great trade. And I love Elden Brand, and I love, and please do it. I want to get Rodney Hood, Kevin Love, J.R. Smith for Fault, Amir Johnson, Wilson Chandler, and Zaire Smith, and you might give up a first-round pick to get that done and get at the Cleveland and get Love. That would be a perfect fit for us, and we will go to the championship. I'm telling you, get Love, Smith, and Hood. That would be a perfect, that'd get back.
Well, they are three nice players, Rich, that you would figure that they would fit in with this basketball team. The only thing is, money-wise, J.R. Smith makes a lot.
That matches up, though.
You already did that with the trade machine?
I did it with the man. It's about $8 million off, but the Sixers got the money to do it because they got the money to do it. It's like $24 to $34 million
yeah.
off.
Yeah,
like a couple million off, but it's a great trade. I'm telling you.
Well, I mean, listen, man, you never know right now. Thanks for the call, Rich. Blake Griffin out with the, pardon me, I said Blake Griffin. I'm talking about Kevin. We're talking about Kevin Love. Kevin Love is out right now with the injury. J.R. Smith is just away from the team because he doesn't want to be with them anymore. He wants to move on and get away from them. So that's probably not going to happen, getting J.R. Smith, unless they buy him out and you have an opportunity to do that. But the Cavs, they are a weird team. They made a trade tonight, trading George Hill to Milwaukee. They are just, they're rebuilding, they're tanking, but they also have an owner like Dan Gilbert who, I think we all have an idea of what Dan Gilbert is all about. So I could see him just simply out of spite deciding not to trade J.R. Smith. Wouldn't surprise me one bit. Not one bit. So I don't see anything like that happening. And with Kevin Love, at some point they're going to have to decide, make a decision if they're going to move on from him. The contract is not awful, but the fact that he keeps getting hurt may make things a little bit tough overall for them to move Kevin Love in that contract. Remember, they just re-upped him, gave him a new deal, Rich. They gave Kevin Love big money. Do you want to use that type of money on a player like Kevin Love versus maybe someone a little bit younger, possibly, plays a nice amount of games overall? Is that what you want? I don't you know, I like him. I liked him before this new contract that he signed with the Cleveland Cavaliers. That's just me. Rich, that's just me. 610-632-0975. Quiet night for Landry Shamet. You can kind of see that even though when he plays, he's still playing, I'm not even going to say a high level, but he has nice energy overall. Shot, when you hit that rookie wall at some point, now let's just say for argument's sake that he's hit the wall a little bit after 27 games. He plays a lot of minutes, Landry Shamet. Gives you some good minutes out there. But one of three tonight, hit his one free throw that he got was able to get an opportunity to take tonight. Only took one three-pointer, did not knock that one down. Had a layup in transition. That was the and one to go along with the free throw to give him the 3 points tonight. But been kind of quiet, so you wonder if that wall has hit him already with the amount of games that he's played, the amount of minutes that he's been able to play. He's played a lot. And if he has hit the wall just a little bit, the shots are going to be flat for Landry Shamet. He already has a relatively low line drive type of three-point shot anyway. Doesn't have much arc on it. So you wonder if that's going to be something for him. You don't get much from Furkan Korkmaz. Jonah Bolden just coming back from that injury. Justin Patton not available as of yet. We know about Zaire Smith, and you got the two-way guys and Jackson and Milton. So they don't have a lot of depth. Good win tonight. Nice balance, 38, 18, 18, 18, 10, and 10. And then you mix in a 3 and a 2 for the Landry Shamet and Furkan Korkmaz appearances tonight for the 76ers. So at some point, we know, keep talking about it, they're going to have to add some depth to this basketball team because they're not complete. But that's somewhere down the line. When December 15th, date comes up, that's when guys who signed their free agent deals this summer are eligible to be traded. So maybe that's when, as we hear a lot, Trevor Ariza, that type of name, maybe some of the other players around the NBA who could potentially be moved. That December 15th date next Saturday is key to see if some activity starts to happen or if we just start to hear some buzz overall about the activity possibly happening around the NBA with some other guys moving on and going to some contenders, if you will, because teams are already figuring out, well, you know what? We're not going to make the playoffs this year. We're going to tank anyway. Let's just move from Kent Bazemore, or let's move from, as we mentioned, Trevor Ariza and some other names around the league. Not the Terrence Ross name, because Orlando is still in that mix. I know people have brought his name up. Terrence Ross with that team, maybe they will, maybe they won't. Yeah, Steve Clifford is doing a nice job in Orlando, so they're winning some games. I doubt that they try to move on from Terrence Ross right now. So we'll see what names just start to come up. You had something in Phoenix where Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton potentially got into a nice little shouting match in the locker room. So, you know, things just start happening. Not that they're going to move either one of those, because that would just be foolish. It's just young, growing pains, tough losing. Already a video, of course, sent to me a couple of times with Mikhail. Just not wanting to hear what the coach has to say because he was frustrated with the play. And it wasn't even really directed towards him overall. But that's the energy that you start to get from a team like that that's just continuing, just constantly losing. And Trevor Ariza may be on his way out. Jared Dudley in Brooklyn. Although they like that veteran leadership from Jared Dudley, you just say, you know, maybe they'll decide to move on from him and do something. So you never know what kind of names are going to be out there overall. But tonight they got a solid win on the road, 38 from Jimmy Butler. I mean, how big was that acquisition for the 76ers to add him? And I was one who said it loud and clear plenty of times. If I had my choice of Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, Jimmy Butler, all three of them, I'm going with the other two over Jimmy Butler first pretty much every time. When the talks were happening with Jimmy Butler not going to camp, yelling at the teammates and the coach and the owner in practice for his first practice with the team at the start of the season, I'm like, I don't want any parts of this. Then I start getting stuff from NBA people that I talk to around the league, and they're like, this dude is nuts. You don't want any parts of this. Then I loudly, again, on these airwaves, pointed out how I don't want to get him because I don't want to give him 5 years, $190 million in the summer because that's what he's going to want. His body is beat up from playing Tom Thibodeau minutes. Man, I expected this type of performance. He's giving it. My thing was the offseason. What are you going to do? I wasn't really too concerned about the Towns and Wiggins stuff that they had going back and forth. You can see that the demeanor is different with Simmons and Embiid versus Towns and Wiggins. I know Towns wants to play basketball. Sometimes you look at Andrew Wiggins and you don't know what the heck is going on in his head. Does he want to play basketball? Does he not want to play basketball? Got his contract? Maybe he's done. Doesn't want to give that effort all of the time. You're not going to get that with Simmons and Embiid. And coming in, adding to this team with those two young stars, again, I like the toughness. I like the barking in Blake Griffin's face. I like getting a little physical overall. I like yelling at the ref from time to time because he doesn't like something that's going on. He is bringing an intensity and a fire to this basketball team that I just like to see. J.J. Redick was already that type, but he's not going to really, is he really going to fire you up overall? He might knock down three straight jumpers, something crazy like that, and do some other things. You might get that from J.J. Redick, but now you bring in someone like Jimmy Butler who does this, and you look at your team and you say, this is exactly what they needed. I've said plenty of times, give me a Reggie Evans on my bench. Bring in Markieff Morris. So names that are out there, bring in Markieff Morris. Bring some more toughness to this team that also are skilled, even though I like the Reggie Evans type as well, who can come in and just decide I want to, you know, foul somebody really hard just to send a message. I'm all for that. Okay? I'm all for that. But what he's been able to bring Jimmy Butler to this team, shooting a nice percentage again tonight, just under 50%, 30 of 27 from the floor, getting to the free throw line, 11 of 12, makes for Jimmy Butler, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals, aggressive play from the multiple-time All-Star, 2-time defensive player, league, 2-time all-league defender for Jimmy Butler. And he's on your team. Tell you what, man, this is a tough guard whenever you had to watch and go against him. We would watch him from afar with the Bulls and the Timberwolves, see how they play, see how he plays. He can be annoying, as Tom McGinnis talked about with Zaza Pachulia on the other side. He can just be annoying, right? But he's a tough, hard-nosed player. Those are the type of guys that you want. That's what Jimmy Butler was on the other side. And we're starting to see it again. I remember talking about, as the Jimmy Butler stuff started to surface overall around the league and people wanted to trade for him, and I'm like, I don't want to give him the 5 years, 190. You get him. I saw with my own two eyes that 55-point game that he had against the Sixers in overtime. Now we're getting to see 38, 38 back-to-back, 34, 28, 24, those types of numbers. That's what you wanted. That's the type of wing play, that play on a perimeter that you want. Things get bogged down, you give it to Jimmy Butler, let him go to work. He has been very good from the top of the key where he's able to get into a spot, get to his spot, take that jumper, shoot things from right around 15 to 17. Solid. Solid. Good looks every time. There was one play, trying to think who it was that he had on his back, got to the paint, I think it was Zaza Pachulia, get to the paint, take that bump, initiate the contact, even though the defender is trying to back off a little bit and not draw that foul, you get that contact, you get a reputation call as well, and you knock down the free throw after you convert the basket to give you a three-point play. That's what you're getting from someone like Jimmy Butler, and you get 38 points tonight when you need it because you don't have Embiid and his double-double, his 20-plus points, his 10-plus rebounds on the night. You get that point total from Jimmy Butler. You get the rebounds from Ben Simmons. Just a great team win overall for the Sixers tonight, and we are taking your calls on it. I know I've been rambling on and not taking your phone calls. 610-632-0975. This is In the Post. I'm Devon Givens with you until midnight as the Sixers win again on the road, 117-111. Solid win over an okay team. a team that is trying to establish themselves with some nice players overall, with Drummond and Griffin leading the way, a nice head coach in Dwayne Casey, who was coach of the year last year, trying to figure things out himself with how to put this team together. And this is a good win. They're sitting in the sixth spot right now, are the Pistons, in the playoff race in the Eastern Conference. Sixers pick up this win. They are now three games behind the Raptors, who actually lost tonight. How about that? In Brooklyn. Brooklyn just keeps doing this. We've seen it twice already with the Sixers. They play the Brooklyn Nets at the center on Wednesday. We saw it ourselves with Brooklyn in the center. I mean, pardon me, in Brooklyn at Barclays twice. Twice. Toronto beats the mess out of the Sixers the other night, and they lose on the road in Brooklyn by 1 point. Kyle Lowry struggled. 1 of 8 from the floor. Kyle Lowry was tonight. 36 minutes. And he struggled the other night as well against the 76ers. Kawhi Leonard, fantastic one more time with 32. Jonas Valanciunas follows up his big night against Joel Embiid and the Sixers. Gives them 24 in the starting role this time. 16 points for Pascal Siakam, Serge Ibaka off the bench tonight. So it looks like Nick Nurse is going to pick and choose when to start the big man. So a night like tonight against Jared Allen, You start Jonas Valanciunas and bring Ibaka off the bench to go against someone else at that center spot like Ed Davis, right? So you don't need him in the starting lineup. You get Jonas Valanciunas, and he has the confidence coming off the 26 points that he had against Joel Embiid and the Sixers the other night. But the Raptors lose on the road, 21-6. I don't like it because I wanted to see the Sixers do the same thing the other night. Unfortunately, they were not able to do that, but tonight. See, this is the crazy part. Now, the Sixers, again, being back three in the column against the with the Bucks in front of them and the Raptors in front of them, the Bucks playing the Golden State Warriors right now, losing by four in the third quarter. You would suspect that the Golden State Warriors would take this one because the Bucks did go on the road and beat the Golden State Warriors early in the year. So the Sixers could just simply be in second place by the time the end of the night happens. And right because of losses to what the Raptors and Bucks taking L's tonight, Sixers picking up their win, they can jump into second place in the Eastern Conference tonight. So a good one, solid one. Overall, good win for the 76ers. 610-632-0975. Some other scores around the league. Indiana picks up a win over the Orlando Magic, 112-90. They are fifth in the Eastern Conference, a half a game up on the Boston Celtics. The Charlotte Hornets got a nice win at home against Denver, 113-107. Charlotte sits in the seventh spot in the Eastern Conference. Kemba Walker doing Kemba Walker things as he does. 21 points, 8 assists for Kemba Walker. Getting to the free throw line 12 times, converting 11. Tony Parker comes off the bench and gives you 19. You take that. You better get that win. Tony Parker gives you 19. Malik Monk was 16 off the bench as well. And nice win for the Charlotte Hornets. Again, sitting in that seventh spot in the Eastern Conference. Continuing with the scores, Chicago picks up a nice home win. Lauri Markkanen returns. He gets the game winner with about 4 seconds remaining, beating the Oklahoma City Thunder, who had a nice win in Brooklyn. Again, that Brooklyn team keeps coming up. Well, Paul George went off. 114-112 for the Chicago Bulls. Sacramento, 129-110 over the Cleveland Cavaliers. De'Aaron Fox gave them 30 tonight for the Sacramento Kings. So they keep on winning, and that's going to mess up. They're in the playoffs right now if the season ended. 13-11 at 2 games over .500 are the Sacramento Kings. So that draft pick that we were all worried about in the Markelle Fultz deal might not come back to haunt the 76ers at all if the Sacramento Kings are able to keep this up. Not that they'll make the playoffs, because as some, you know, Dallas, Minnesota, Utah, you would suspect that Utah, New Orleans, and San Antonio, along with the Houston Rockets, who are all out of the playoffs right now, they're going to take those spots on the back end. Sacramento, maybe Portland, maybe the Lakers, somewhere in there. Houston, New Orleans, Utah, San Antonio, one or two of those teams may jump in and take one of those spots. But the Sacramento Kings are helping out, doing their part, as we try to keep that pick away from the Boston Celtics, that'll be very high. So maybe they'll wind up trading that pick in the long run, and it will not hurt, even though we already know that we're still waiting on Markelle Fultz to come back. 610-632-0975. Sixers come away victorious on the road, 117-111 over the Detroit Pistons. I'm Devon Givens again with you until midnight, taking your reaction to this. We do have a Football Friday on a right now going on, of course, as the Eagles are in Dallas this weekend, 425 kickoff, taking on the Dallas Cowboys, who are sitting atop the NFC East. The Eagles, if they're able to take this game, will tie them up overall record, but will get the tiebreaker and be atop of the NFC East if they can beat Dallas in Dallas on Sunday. And it is a huge game with four games remaining. Hopefully the Eagles can take that. So if you want to sprinkle some things in there as well about the Philadelphia Eagles, since we know we talked about them earlier, Sixers get this nice win. You can mix in some Eagles talk as well if you want to, due to the fact that last show until tomorrow, when you'll get Joe Torti at 9 o'clock, this week in pro football at 10, you'll have plenty of opportunity to do that. But if you're out and about and you want to talk some Sixers, of course, in the post, you can do that. If you want to jump in and throw some birds in there as well, we're here until midnight. 610-632-0975. My man Brian producing the show. I'm Devon Givens. We're here until 12 right here on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5. The Fanatic. Riding a two-game win streak for the first time this season, the Birds set their sights on the NFC East Division leading Dallas Cowboys this Sunday. We're talking Eagles football on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5. The Fanatic.
Bob Cratchit, get in here.
Yes, Mr. Scrooge?
Cratchit, I just saw the paperwork on the new Kia I asked you to get me from Gateway Kia. It says I saved $6,000. Is this true?
Yes, sir.
Just for that, Cratchit, I'm going to...
Oh, no.
Raise your salary. Happy holidays, dear boy.
This holiday season, Gateway Kia will double your down payment up to $6,000 or give you up to $6,000 over book value for your trade. Or sign and drive a new 2019 Kia Forte. Just $169 a month. Zero down payment, zero first payment, zero do it sign. Or a new 2019 Kia Sportage. Only $199 a month. Zero down payment, zero first payment, zero do it signing. We'll see you at Gateway Kia, Route 611 in Warrington, and on Route 309 in Quakertown. Or log on to shopgatewaykia.com. Light up the holiday sales event.
Leases are 36 months, zero security deposit, 10,000 miles per year. Lease at tax title. DMV discount lease only. Trade gals value. Credit approval expires 12/31/18.
If you're tired of the same old Gentlemen's Club experience, it's time you visit Creekside Cabaret, Montgomery County's premier destination for upscale adult entertainment. The holiday season is here, so come and celebrate in style at Creekside Cabaret's XXXmas Bash, hosted by XXX star Roxy Delight, with a complimentary gourmet buffet on Friday, December 14th and Saturday, December 15th. Also, make sure to check out Creekside's brand new Food Truck Fridays with new local food trucks on premises each Friday night. During football season, stop by for $3 Miller Lights and Thursday Night Football. Having a guy's night out? Creekside Cabaret is your bachelor party headquarters with a full bar and VIP bottle service always available. You can even start your night off right with Creekside Cabaret's Hotter Happy Hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Only at Creekside Cabaret. Open every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Montgomery County's only True Gentlemen's Club, 3225 Advance Lane, right off 309 in Hatfield. Online at creeksidecabaret.com.
Come into Lowe's for holiday deals on great gifts and lights to brighten up your home. Put hardworking tools under the tree with a Delta 10-inch compound miter saw, now just $149. Then, continue to get in the holiday spirit with 25% off select Christmas lights. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Delta offer valid through 12/13. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See store for details.
There's nothing like being present together. Show her how you feel with Red Bow Deals at JCPenney. Dazzling jewelry gifts that come all wrapped up and ready to give. Hurry in now for up to 80% off Red Bow deals and fine jewelry. Plus, enjoy amazing deals like half-carat total weight diamond bracelets for only $97.49 when you take 25% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. JCPenney, style and value for all. Offers valid 12/5 to 12/8. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Having trouble finding the perfect gift for the outdoorsman or woman in your life? This holiday season, come to French Creek Outfitters and choose from a great selection of outdoor gear for whether they hunt, fish, hike, or paddle. Keep warm this winter with high-quality hats, gloves, and winter boots. Whether it's fleece, long underwear, mittens, Carhartt clothing, or gift cards, French Creek has you covered. Located on Route 23 in Phoenixville and online at FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. French Creek Outfitters. Why take a chance with anybody else?
This is Gary Cobb for Experimac of Cherry Hill. Experimac of Cherry Hill sells pre-owned iPhones, iPads, and laptops for up to 60% off the original price. They have a one-year warranty, so you can be confident with your purchase. I went to Experimac of Cherry Hill because they are locally owned and operated. I dealt with the owner and his team, not some shady person from one of those internet resale sites. Why buy your kids' new Apple products when pre-owned are just as good? Keyword search, Experimac, Cherry Hill.
Hi, welcome to this ad for Subway's signature wraps. How would you like it?
I'll take baby's first words, please.
Oh, can you say da-da, mama?
Double meat.
Oh, honey, she said double meat. Because you love Subway's signature wraps packed with double meat and flavor, don't you? Yes, you do. Can you say Chipotle Southwest steak and cheese? Turkey, bacon, and guacamole? No? Savory rotisserie-style chicken Caesar signature wrap?
Double meat.
Baby steps. Subway, make it what you want.
Double meat is based on average 6-inch sub.
Healthy holiday tips are brought to you by Recovery Centers of America. It's okay to say no. When you're invited to a holiday party and you know there will be drinking, if you're not ready or not comfortable, just say no. It's okay to politely decline. Recovery Centers of America provides high-quality addiction treatment. Call 1-800-RECOVERY. That's 1-800-RECOVERY.
This week just got more exciting with the New Jersey Lottery. Mega Millions and Powerball jackpots are both over $215 million. So play today because anything can happen in Jersey.
Sports Talk, West Grove, and all of Chester County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
.729, 97.5, The Fanatic. Devon Givens with you until midnight. 610-632-0975. Sixers victorious, 117-111 in Detroit, led by Jimmy Butler's 38. Ben Simmons, 18 points, 14 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 block shots. J.J. Redick, 18 points as well, 5 assists. Nice, you know, contribution there from J.J. Redick, not known for his assists. Off the bench, Mike Muscala, big contributor to what the Sixers did tonight. 18 points, 4 of 9 from behind the three-point line. And big blocks at the end of the game. Just big blocks. So good to see those guys come together and get a good team win, minus Joel Embiid, who was out due to rest for the Philadelphia 76ers tonight. 610-632-0975. And also with Philadelphia Eagles, if you want to jump in. When we talked about it in the 6 o'clock hour, we just got into the whole thing of which team are you expecting to show up on Sunday? The 6-win Philadelphia Eagles or the 6-loss Philadelphia Eagles? And I have no idea which one is going to show up. And that's part of the problem why we can't put our fingers on this whole thing and just decide, what are they going to do? Are they going to... I have no idea, right? But I'm not... I'm not afraid of the Dallas Cowboys. As good as they have been playing, as good as that defense is, as great as the running back is, doing nice things with Amari Cooper since he was acquired from Oakland, and Dak Prescott has not looked terrible. He's actually a pretty good quarterback. I think people get on him a little too much. He's not great. He's just okay. Nice quarterback. They're playing very well. And they're at home. And they know that if they win this game and improve to 8-5, they pretty much lock up the division, or at least have a chance to lock up the division with one more win, basically, to put in their pocket. But the Eagles taking on the Rams, Eagles having a harder schedule. They don't have that tough of a schedule. So that's where I get a little bit concerned overall with the Eagles-Cowboys game that we're all looking forward to, a 4:25 kick, but I just don't know what team is going to show up. Are we going to get the team that we've seen the last 2 weeks where the running game is phenomenal, where the defensive line has played very well, where the offensive line has played great? Can that offensive line keep that very good Cowboy defensive front away from Carson Wentz? Can they neutralize the linebackers who have a lot of speed and are playing great together, Van Der Esch and Smith? Can you do that? Is Josh Adams going to be able to tote the rock for 20-plus carries again? If he does, that means you've had control of the game. And at the end of the game, you want to hand the ball off. And you want to bleed that clock. So if we see that, then we're likely talking about an Eagles win. But how do they get that win? I think you have to dominate the line of scrimmage like we always talk about. You dominate the line of scrimmage on the offensive and defensive side, where you've gotten really good production from those two sides. That is a formula to win the game. The running game gets going where Josh Adams does do what Josh Adams has been doing. You mix in Corey Clement, Darren Sproles from time to time to give them some looks, right? Give them some looks. Give them some touches in the screen game. And if you're able to do that and get something like that going, then we're talking about a nice formula, a nice balance overall, because you know Zach Ertz is going to get his. Golden Tate is now in the mix. Alshon Jeffrey, they have to find a way to do that. And I'm sure they're going to dial up some things, call some plays, make a concerted effort to get him now into the mix since everybody else is getting a piece. You got to get Alshon. You got to feed Alshon Jeffrey too. Nelson Aguilar, we saw a few times in that game this past Monday night against Washington where he got down the field ahead of the defender. Carson Wentz missed him. Jason Avant pointed out in the game before that against the Giants, Carson Wentz missed him a couple of more times down the field. So there's something there that is available. It's now about the connection. Where is that chemistry? Where is that connection? Is Carson Wentz getting the ball out quick enough? Can he get a better touch on it and let him run underneath it instead of making him just turn up the turbo boost and try to catch up to it? And simply putting it underneath him where he runs underneath the football, he gets behind the defense, and maybe gets an easy score where he walks into the end zone. That's what we want to see. And we pointed out in the 6 o'clock hour as well where it has to be on Carson Wentz. We can talk about the running game, the offensive line, the defensive line, and how strong they have been and need to continue to be. Quarterback needs to have one of those quarterback games, those franchise quarterback type of games, where he comes out and said, we say, man, that was a signature Carson Wentz win. That was a Carson Wentz win. Because we've seen him do very well, which is why we talked about him being an MVP a year ago. I still believe he would have won had he not missed those final couple of games. Tom Brady played well, won the award. The one signature win you say is the Rams game. We've seen signature plays where he was able to get out of a big mix-up in the middle where it looked like he's going down for a sack, and all of a sudden he emerges, tosses the ball down the field for a completion. Spinning away, throwing it downfield to Nelson Aguilar. We've seen signature plays. Have we been able to identify a signature win for Carson Wentz? And I would say it was just like Brian was talking about earlier. Maybe it's just the Rams game. And maybe a lot of that with the Rams game is because he got hurt. And you say, oh, wow, you know, he threw a touchdown on an ACL. So you want that signature win from Carson Wentz. Hopefully he's able to do that in Dallas, tough environment against an NFC East opponent, and gives them that opportunity to make things easy for the Eagles to get that win on Sunday afternoon. They need it. They need it badly because they have Dallas, right? They have Dallas. Then they go to L.A., where that's going to be a tough one to take on the Rams. You come back home for the only home game in these next four against Houston that's playing great football. They don't know how to lose. You want to say they went at home, but they have not won at home quite often. Brian is saying they get that W. Okay, you hope so. They better. And then you close things out in Washington, and who knows who's going to be the quarterback at that point. But it has to start on Sunday. It simply does. Has to start on Sunday. You get a good win. You get a signature win. And now you're starting to feel. We keep talking about, oh, is this the game that's going to really turn it around? That Giants game for me, is that the one that really turns things around for the Philadelphia Eagles? They put up 30-plus points. That's what we've been waiting for. Then it's like, no, it's not that one. Is it going to be the Giants game from a couple of weeks ago when they won? Thanks to Pat Shurmur just losing his mind and doing whatever the heck he was doing, not giving Saquon Barkley the ball. Then you get a nice win over Washington, a blowout win. They were backup quarterbacks. Where was the competition? They were backup quarterbacks. Colt McCoy out early, broke his leg. Then Mark Sanchez comes in, gives you nothing. If it wasn't for that Adrian Peterson run, that would have been what? Terrible. 28 what? 6? They would have won that game? 28-6? Nice win. That's what you're supposed to do against a bad team like Washington. Where's that signature win? It has to be this weekend against the Dallas Cowboys. Get the W. Head home. Get ready to take on the Rams. We're talking about a good thing there. We're talking about a really good thing going on for the Philadelphia Eagles. Have to get this win this weekend. Which team shows up? The 6-win Eagles or the 6-loss Eagles against the Dallas Cowboys? I have no idea. While I believe they can beat them, I'm not confident that they can beat them. I heard Mike said it earlier. He believes they're going to win the game. You hear other people calling in and say they're going to win the game. Tyrone says they're going to win this game. And if they win it, they can carry that momentum into L.A. where he believes they're going to beat the Rams. I'm not there with them yet. I would like to be, but I'm not yet. Because 6-win Eagles, 6-loss Eagles. That's their record. So it's a spot where they can win it. I just don't know that I know I'm not confident that they can go in Dallas and win. Period. Dallas is playing good football. 610-632-0975. So as you call in the post, of course, to talk about the Sixers win tonight, 117-111 over the Detroit Pistons, led by that man, Jimmy Butler. 38 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. Phenomenal game from Jimmy Butler tonight. You can add in the 18 points apiece from Redick, Simmons, Muscala off the bench. Hot, 4 of 9 from behind the 3-point line, just under 50%. Big block shots as well from Muscala, Ben Simmons, and Wilson Chandler. They got a nice team win tonight on the road. They faced the Pistons at home on Monday. Looking forward to that one because Joel Embiid, I'm sure, wanted a piece of Andre Drummond and the Pistons tonight, and he had to sit there, get some rest, even though he didn't want to because Brett Brown decided to give him rest. It was the right call from Brett Brown. It was the right call. But I like it because now on Monday, he already gets up for Andre Drummond. You better believe he's going to get up for Andre Drummond again on Monday, the final time they face him in the regular season. 610-632-0975. So, Sixers on the table, Eagles on the table. Our final segment on the other side. We'll get the phone calls when we come back right here on The Fanatic.
Devon Givens on 97.5, The Fanatic, The Mike Missinelli Show.
Put your nipples out there. Put them out there.
Watch weekdays 2 till 5.
Until 6.
God, don't take that from me.
On 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, Philadelphia. GEICO presents need-to-know information because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
Yesterday, I did nothing but eat potato chips and ice cream and listen to 80s emo music.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
I only floss my teeth twice a year when the dentist does it for me.
Again, not really needed, but knowing GEICO offers more than just car insurance is important. like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the Geico Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
Sometimes I act like I'm texting someone, but I'm really just taking a bunch of selfies.
And not needed. But you should know local agents in your area could help you find even more savings with Geico, like military or federal discounts. And Geico offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So, Philadelphia, contact Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
Go Team Rudder. Okay, so maybe that doesn't exactly have the same sound as Go Birds, but Rudder Roofing does some winning ourselves. We win on reducing the stress of your roofing, siding, or window project. We win by over-communicating, being upfront and honest, and on bringing second-to-none, drug-screened, and background-checked technicians to your home. It's the little things that matter when someone works on your project. Let us help protect your house by scheduling today at RudderRoofing.com. That's RUTTER Roofing.com.
Rich Eisen here for Honda. It's the perfect season to get cozy in the 2018 Honda CR-V. Its 7-inch display audio touchscreen with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto integration make even the longest drives enjoyable. With seating for five and available all-wheel drive, you can go dashing through the snow with confidence. And with available Honda Sensing, a suite of driver assistive and safety technologies, you'll feel as comfortable on the road as if you were wrapped up in a blanket with hot cocoa. So hurry to your Honda dealer for a great deal during the Happy Honda Days sales event.
Birds fans, this is Dan Baker, a voice of Philadelphia sports for almost 50 years. Where are you going to be when the Champs play in Dallas this week? Make Xfinity Live your away game destination and watch the game on the biggest TV on the East Coast. Grab your friends and join us for cold beers, delicious food from our new menu, and the best watch party experience in Philly. Enjoy $3 Miller Lights and our $5 game day menu. And remember, the first 500 people receive a free Miller Light on us.
Hi, welcome to this ad for Subway's signature wraps. How would you like it?
I'll take baby's first words, please.
Oh, can you say dada, mama?
Dada meat.
Oh, honey, she said double meat.
Because you love Subway's signature wraps packed with double meat and flavor, don't you? Yes, you do.
Can you say Chipotle Southwest steak and cheese? Turkey, bacon, and guacamole? No? Savory rotisserie-style chicken Caesar signature wrap?
Dada meat.
Baby steps. Subway, make it what you want.
Double meat is based on average 6-inch stub.
Black Friday savings at AAA. All tires marked down to manufacturer cost November 20th to the 24th. Visit AAA.com/mycarcare to find a store near you. Stores closed Thanksgiving Day.
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
...we wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam, no more falling down your leg, added arch support...
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said,
when we donate 1 million pairs of socks, I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/thefanatic and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/thefanatic.
Philly's official flyer station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Oh! Yes, final segment here on 97.5, The Fanatic. Devon Givens with you until midnight. You said it, final segment. And with that said, Fanatic pregame show and watch party is on Sunday. We talked about the Birds. Well, we get you ready. Join former Eagle Jason Avant, Bob Cooney, and me for the Fanatic pregame show at Sugar House Casino. That will be again on Sunday starting at 12 p.m. At 3 o'clock, join Bob Cooney and Natalie Eganoff for our Dallas Sucks Quizzo with great holiday prizes up for grabs. Then hang out, watch the game with the Fanatics. Andrew Salchunas on Fishtown Hops' huge 10 by 10 big screen. Dollar Dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets. That's presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner. That's supported by Visit Philly and Gerhard's Appliances. Okay? Okay, so make sure you guys take advantage of that. Come on down, hang out. We're here from 12 to 3. Quizzo at 3 o'clock with Natalie and Bob Cooney. And Andrew Salchunas with the watch party. Always, 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 always fun and cool to see the people come out and watch the birds amongst one another. It's always cool. I mean, you just come out there and hang out. You know, it's on the road. You don't have to sit in the house. The holidays are coming. You're running around getting things. Well, guess what? Guess what? Take a little bit of time off yourself and come on and hang out with us down there at Fishtown Hops, okay? Okay, 610-632-0975. Let's go to Vic in West Philly on 97.5. What's up, Vic?
What's up, bro? How you feel?
Good, man.
Long time.
I know, man. You all good?
Yeah, I'm good. You know, I've just been working, man. I haven't really had too much time. I've been listening, just haven't had time to call in. You know?
I appreciate it. You know that.
No doubt, no doubt. But I called about the Sixers, man. You know, first, you know I'm happy Dario was going. You know I wasn't that big of a Dario fan.
I know.
I mean, I know he's nice. He just wasn't athletic enough, man. You know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, you know, good win by the Sixers tonight. Good win by the team tonight. Definitely with Ben out. He definitely looks sluggish. I'm worried going into the playoffs. Like, what's up with that guy? What's his name? Bolden?
Jonah Bolden. Yeah, he just came back from a little injury he had with his leg, and he just came back, basically.
I mean, because we're going to need another big going into the playoffs. I mean, granted, that's a couple months away or whatever, but, you know, you got to give Joe some breathers here and there. I mean,
well, with the way like Mike Muscala played tonight, sometimes you use him as that stretch five. Not saying he's going to knock down 4 of 9 every night, give you three block shots and be very active, but it was encouraging to see him do what he did, where you can probably feel a little more comfortable putting him in certain situations.
Now, man, Wilson. You know, Wilson set it up this tonight, too. You know, he's been kind of off lately. You know, hopefully JoJo come back and he's on. I'm just hoping Ben, you know, Ben has to develop more. And I'm not just even talking about the jump shot stuff, you know. I just need to see more from him. And I know he's young, but I guess I want to see more of a command of the floor as the point guard. You know what I mean? Not just coming up, handing the ball off, or stepping to the side or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Be decisive. Be on point about, yo, I got the ball. Even if it's just him against two players. Like, you're supposed to be a star player in the NBA. Take on those two players and either learn how to finish and get the basket or get fouled, you know, because he's been pretty all right from the foul line this year. He hasn't been bad this year at all. So, you know, he don't need to be scared about going to the foul line no more. You know, I think he's been pretty good from the foul line. So if he can just start being more decisive, more just, you know, command of the game. I would really like that. It's not just about shooting for me, you know. But I do like the fact that he's playing defense. He is playing good defense as well.
Yeah, and it's not as we always talk about, man. Listen, thanks for the call. Don't be a stranger, Vic. Good to hear from you. It's always saying. I always like to say, and I know a lot of people agree and say the same thing. Aggressive Ben Simmons is the best Ben Simmons. I love it. Love that aggressive Ben Simmons when he's doing all that stuff, man. We saw it tonight. When he's grabbing the board, pushing the pace, we knew that's what we were getting when we drafted him. That was the exciting part about it. Wow, you're going to get this dude. He's 6'10". He can push the break. You don't have to worry about outletting. Yes, of course, if it's there first, you outlet and you go fill the lane. But you have somebody who can do it himself and go fill the lane another time. You just let me get the rock. Let me push the pace. You guys see me go up and get it. You get out and run right away because my head is always up. My eyes are always looking down court. So if that's what you're doing, that's a great thing. That's no doubt a great thing. So and he was just great tonight with the 18 points that he gave you. Really good. Also giving you the rebounds because you had no Embiid. You need somebody to attack the glass, and he gave you 14 off the glass. 4 offensive rebounds, 6 assists, 3 block shots. Yes, he gave you the 4 turnovers. We know we're going to get that from him because he gets in his own way by leaving his feet and all that stuff that he does. But, I mean, he came up big tonight. They needed every bit of everything that he gave up for this team tonight. Every bit of it. 610-632-0975 if you want to jump in before we get out of here, of course. And let's talk about it. Let's talk about this pretty good win tonight over the Detroit Pistons. It's not like it was the Toronto Raptors. I know it wasn't the Raptors, but who cares? It was a win, a nice win at that. and a much needed one. Now they have the Pistons back at home on Monday. Joel Embiid will be back, I'm assuming, because he does not like to sit, and he sat and he was frustrated. You read the Keith Pompey story on Philly.com. He did come back and say, I'm not upset with the Jimmy Butler trade. I just need to be better overall. I'm not blaming anyone else. I'm blaming myself because I have to be better. All right. Cool. Go out there and do it. Go out there and do it. Go out there and get it done, and it'll be all good. It'll be all good. And you keep this momentum going. You already had right now 18 wins on the season, 18-9. You have three home games coming up with the Pistons, the Nets, and who is it on Friday, B? I don't know. I don't know who it is on Friday. But they have three home games. They have an opportunity to pick up some wins. And if it's available, you go out there and you get them. And you get into Joel Embiid, who's frustrated because he had to sit. I'm all for it. I'll take it. 610-632-0975. I do want to tell you guys also, before we get out of here, about the Fanatics deal of the week. This week only, until Sunday, guys, get two tickets to Sahara Sam's Oasis for just $33. You've been there. You know how much fun it is. Get these tickets. That's located in West Berlin. Sahara Sam's is New Jersey's largest indoor water park. This exclusive offer is the perfect gift for the whole family this holiday season. Hurry. This offer is only available now through Sunday at 975thefanatic.com. Keyword, deal. All right? The Pacers on Friday, that's a fun game. That must be a nationally televised game. That's a fun game. That's like a 7:30 start, I'm guessing, against the Pacers. That's a fun game, 7:30 start. You know what that's about. It's either NBA TV or it's going to be one of those ESPN type of things going on there. So that's a good one. Let's go to Reek in Southwest before we get out of here. I want to squeeze Reek in here. What's going on, Reek?
Hey, yeah, what's up?
What's going on, man?
Nah, I'm chilling.
Chilling on this late night talking some hoops. What you got for us?
Yeah, I mean, I just wanted to say I like how Jimmy Butler took the game over in the fourth. Definitely.
Yeah, no doubt.
And Ben Simmons definitely showing a lot of potential on defense. That block on Andre Drummond was a very good block.
Yes, it was. And he had three overall tonight.
Yeah, and Mike Muscala was getting in there too. And Jimmy Butler definitely was doing good against Andre. No, that wasn't Andre Drummond. It was Blake Griffin at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Definitely.
Now, when you look at this team as is, Reek, do you feel what one thing do you feel like they're missing to complete this team?
I definitely think we could use a Marquise Morris type.
I agree with
definitely.
You.
Definitely. That would fill out the roster.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I like
come
that.
Come in with some bench scoring. And get our bench scoring up. Definitely.
And you might have to actually look at that one and say you start him at the four and bring Wilson Chandler back off the bench, he and Mike Muscala.
Yeah, either way, we would have good bench scoring in there.
No doubt about it.
I felt this, though, against the Raptors the other day. We was hanging with them, and Valanciunas got in at the end. And couldn't, our bench can't hang with their bench.
And was destroying. Reek, thanks for the call, man. Enjoy the weekend. Destroying the Sixers that night. Thanks so much to all the callers out there, all the tweets. Been fun since 6 o'clock doing our thing. Mixed in a nice win as well. 117-111 Sixers over the Pistons. I will be back on Sunday for the pregame show starting at noon from Fishtown Hops. And then on Monday also before the Sixers take on the Pistons. So thanks so much to everybody out there. Of course, for Tyler Zuli, Brian Seltzer, and Tom McGinnis for the Sixers coverage. And my man Brian McLaughlin, of course, producing a great show here, right here on the Fanatic. So we'll be back again. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. I'm Devon Givens. Stay cool, y'all.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.